Voting members like to call the meeting of Rules and Legislative Administration to order. How are you today? Really good. All right. Representative Lilly, in a very good mood, would like to move the minutes from March 11th.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Representative Lilly has moved the minutes for March 11th. Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those no, say nay. And that motion is adopted. I would like to move that the 2014 R6 resolution on the waiver of dates from our rules. So this resolution would waive rules 1.21 and 1.22. That will give us a little more flexibility in terms of when bills are calendared. Rule 1.21 requires that the calendar for the day be set by 5 p.m., the day before it's used. Rule 1.22 requires that the fiscal calendar be set by 5 p.m., the day before it is used on the floor. And I did, and I'm grateful for Mr. McCormick, and he did a little research for us. And in 2012, this rule was waived on March 14th. And it's been waived on various dates in March and in April and in May in the last decade or so. But in March 14th, 2012 was, on March 14th, 2012, it was moved or waived at that point. I'm rambling. So, okay. Any questions? Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I forgot to go to Mr. McCormick and ask him which Democrat in 2012 asked how the public will be informed and will they be available, when will they know that we're going to be hearing different bills. So, because I forgot to ask, I'll just ask for this year. So, when will the public get to know when particular bills that they might be interested in are coming up for discussion?
Representative Hoppe, the public will know because we will be posting the bills and announcing them when they're calendared.
And Madam Chair, just
Representative
one.
Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just one follow-up then. I mean, the public will know, but do you, I mean, it's potential here that there is some potential for the public having very little lead time. If there's an issue that they might be interested in, that could cause a little bit of grief for people that might have to journey some ways to come to the Capitol.
Representative Hoppe, you know, I think that the rules that we have in place and our ability to waive the rules is put in place so that we can function effectively, giving ourselves some flexibility when our schedules are busy, and they are. And I trust, as I have said so many times, our ability to communicate with our constituents, the people who we know have concerns with pieces of legislation. So giving ourselves this flexibility is in no way going to or is intended to make it harder for the public to participate. But it will mean that we have to maybe step up our game a little bit in terms of communicating with people when something of importance to a constituent is being put on the calendar in this fashion. And I think that's been our tradition.
Well, and thank you, Madam Chair. I can't remember for sure. I didn't go back and check, but I'm pretty sure I had this same argument in 2012. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hoppe. Representative Pepin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just wondering if there is any minimum amount of time. In other words, do you have to wait an hour? Could there be 5 minutes of notice to the public? Does there have to be an hour or 2 hours? If we waive this rule, is there any requirement whatsoever? And if the answer to that is no, if you could talk a little bit about what your intention is. Obviously, there'll be times when you need more flexibility, but is it your intention to have a certain amount of time? I don't know if it's 12 hours or 10 hours, or what, do you have an idea in mind of what your time would be?
Representative Pepin, if it's okay, I'm going to turn to Mr. McCormick and just see if he can shed some light on how this rule and waiving the rule has been utilized in the past.
Madam Chair, members, there's two ways to calendar the rule after we waive these specific requirements. Under 1.22, a fiscal calendar can be done with 2 hours' notice, and the notice is given by the tax chair or the Ways and Means chair or the majority leader. And under 1.21, the notice is given by adoption of a calendar of the day, and that's done in the Rules Committee. And so there still has to be a posted Rules Committee meeting. The Rules Committee can meet at any time during the legislative session. and so they could, and have in the past, gone into recess or gone off and done a Rules Committee meeting and adopted a supplemental calendar for the day and added bills to the calendar, and then those are posted online, and it can be done fairly quickly.
Representative Pepin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That's helpful. Do you have any, since Mr. McCormick said they could be done fairly quickly, the supplemental, do you have any time in mind? I mean, are you envisioning that you'll want to have 5 minutes, or are you going to try to shoot for an hour, 2 hours like the fiscal calendar, or are you just going to kind of wing it and do it as it comes?
Thanks, Representative Pepin. And I think, you know, we had a year's worth of experience together in this last year, and I think we've made every effort, and I know this was the case when Representative Dean was the chair of the Rules Committee, that we make every effort, of course, to try and give as much notice as possible to use the rules that are in place. But we think it's important that the public has input and time. So it is not our intention to, you know, shortchange that, but instead to make sure that in the cases where we need it, we have the flexibility so we can get our work done. And, you know, we, I think, share the commitment to make sure that the public is informed and engaged. So I've got my eye on that as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Then seeing no further questions, I would renew my motion on the R6 resolution. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no.
No.
And the motion is adopted. Seeing no further work before the committee, we're adjourned.